Brutal street crime was the lowest form of underworld activity. Rampsmen and footpads were frequently despised by their fellow criminals, who abhorred crude lays and acts of violence. The usual method of footpadding called for a victim, preferably drunk, to be lured into a corner by an accomplice, preferably a woman, whereupon the footpad would bear up on the victim, beat him with a cudgel, and rob him, leaving him in the gutter. It was not an elegant way to make a living. The lurid details of a footpad bearing up on his hapless quarry were the ordinary fare of news reporting. Apparently no one ever stopped to think how strange the attack on Constable Farrell really was. In fact, it made very little sense. Then, as now, criminals tried wherever possible to avoid confrontations with the police. To prop a crusher was merely asking for an all-out manhunt through the rookeries until the culprits were apprehended, for the police took a special interest in attacks on their own kind. Nor was there any sensible reason to attack a policeman. He was more capable than most victims of defending himself, and he never carried much money. Often, he had no money at all. And finally, there was absolutely no point in stripping a policeman. In those days, stripping was a common crime, usually the work of old women who lured children into alleys and then took all their clothing to sell at a second-hand shop. But you could not take the down off a crusher's dunnage. That is, you could not disguise a policeman's uniform so that it would have resale value. Second-hand shops were always under surveillance and always accused of taking stolen goods. No translator would ever accept a police uniform. It was perhaps the only kind of clothing in all London that had no resale value at all. Thus, the attack on Constable Farrell was not merely dangerous, but pointless, and any thoughtful observer would have been led to ponder why it had occurred at all.